Welcome back to JR Morning. We're talking about Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and so many people are affected by this in so many different ways, whether it's you yourself or family members, or, you know, you follow like Olivia Munn, who's this actress who really put the word out there about certain tests that all of us should get. Let's ask a doctor all of these questions. Dr. Teresa Schwartz, breast cancer surgeon at the Henry Ford Cancer Institute. Thanks for joining us, doctor.
Of course. Good morning to you guys.
So, you know, breast cancer awareness happens every year. We know about mammograms. I mean, some people might get complacent about all of this. What would you say to folks?
I think it's easy to get complacent with it. It's hard to remember every year whenever you're supposed to get the imaging. And to be honest, any test that's looking for cancer can be anxiety provoking. And there are some people that would rather kind of push that off. And if you don't know, it's a little bit more comfortable. But that's what I love about October. It's almost like a gentle tap on the shoulder to remind everybody, you know, hey, am I up to date? Is my mom up to date? How about my coworkers? Just to give it a little bit more of a center of the conversation so that yearly mammograms don't simply get forgotten.
Doctor, let's talk about screenings. And for women listening right now, when should they begin regular mammograms and how often should they be getting them?
You know, that is a great question because there has been a lot of back and forth about this amongst different societies. And I think everyone is on the same page now that for the average risk woman, starting screening mammograms at age 40 and then doing them yearly for as long as they're healthy is what seems to make the most sense and do the best at catching cancers as early as possible.
What about, you know, some women take this test that Olivia Munn has talked about. Maybe people don't know what that test is. Could you tell everyone this familial test that's out there?
If she's talking about the just standard genetic testing, that is definitely widely available, and it's something that's just a simple blood draw that looks at your DNA to see if there are any errors or mutations that could allow more cancer cells to develop than in someone who didn't have that mutation. But there are also even tests that can be done that look for a wide range of potentially hereditary predispositions to other cancers besides breast. So there's several on the market, but it really depends on what your personal risk factors are, family history, and what makes the most sense in terms of that individual patient for screening.
You know, doctor, there's sometimes fear or even guilt around getting screened, and people worry about the results or they put it off. How do you encourage women to move past that hesitation and just prioritize their health?
Yeah, it's completely natural because no matter what test you're taking, I don't care if it's a simple math test or if it's getting a test looking for cancer, as soon as you take it, you're always worried about how you did on that test. You know, we all want an A+. Nobody wants a test to be a failure. And if you don't get the mammogram, then you'll never know, like head in the sand. You know, if there's a cancer, I just don't need to know about it. But I am definitely more of a grab the bull by the horns approach with this. And it is more empowering, in my opinion, to find something as soon as you can so that you're treatment options are greater, that your chance of survival is greater. So I always am saying, hey, there's no reason to be afraid because the script is written. If there is a cancer there, not getting your mammogram isn't going to make it go away. So whatever we can do to catch things before they're palpable, before they're a big problem, that's the best chance at having someone survive this disease.
Sorry, I didn't have the name, but she promotes this breast cancer risk assessment tool to figuring out what, you know, score you would get and if you have more proclivity to get breast cancer. Do you know about that one?
I see. I do. We do these all the time. I apologize. I thought it was more of a test that gets done in the office. But this is a risk assessment tool that honestly is readily available on the internet. But there are several options for it. But it allows you to enter in all of your personal risk factors, height, weight, whether you're of Jewish heritage, your gynecological history, and then all of your family history that's relevant for breast cancer risk, as well as breast density that gets reported on your mammogram. And it allows you to calculate what your lifetime risk of breast cancer is. So we do these all the time in the office in order to see if someone is considered high risk. Because if you are of higher risk, which would be a greater than 20% lifetime chance of getting breast cancer, then you're a candidate for supplemental screening with things such as MRI, potentially, eventually, even contrast-enhanced mammography, in addition to regular mammograms. So that's something that can easily be done in any physician's office. A lot of times you can do it yourself on the internet to calculate your own risk, but it's a way to put all of your own factors into an algorithm to see what the risk looks like for you specifically.
Speaking with Dr. Teresa Schwartz, breast cancer surgeon at the Henry Ford Cancer Institute. And Doctor, you know, Henry Ford's this Hello Beautiful event. Tell us about that. The name is so inspiring.
It is, and I'm actually excited. I haven't seen this movie, but know a lot about the book that the author based the movie upon. So I'm excited for it as well. But it's more of a story about a patient who went through a breast cancer journey. And unfortunately, breast cancer doesn't say, does it look like the right time on your calendar? Is the rest of your world going well that this diagnosis fits in? You know, cancer goes in along with everything else, whether you're having trouble at work or starting a new job or balancing kids and spouses and vacations. And it's trying to navigate all of that. And a lot of times whenever you look, I mean, on anything on social media, it's either a rainbows and roses kind of approach that everything is perfect, or it's the exact opposite, you know, 180 degrees about how tough chemo was or how poorly someone did with treatment. And a lot of times we don't see the backstory. We don't see everything else that had to be navigated while going through cancer treatments. And we also don't hear the success stories very often. You hear about whenever people do poorly, but like any review, you almost feel bad if you had a cancer that was easily treated and you didn't have trouble during that treatment. So this movie, I'm so excited to see it, but it gives a little bit of insight into what it's like to have cancer amongst everything else going on in your world, and how to put that all into perspective, lean on the people who are closest to you, and still have an active role in the world around you while going through treatment for cancer.
Very important topic to talk about here today. I just think that, you know, you can even get some of these reports that, oh, you have dense breasts, but then what are you supposed to do if insurance doesn't cover an MRI?
Yeah, the density part, that's been relatively new over the past 10 years, but it's supposed to be another way to make sure patients know, hey, you got to pay closer attention to your exam, or the mammogram may not simply be enough. With 3D mammography, it does as good of a job as we can in terms of screening imaging, of kind of putting that breast into 1 millimeter cut so you can scroll through it. But 40% of women who go in to get mammograms end up being in that higher density risk category. So it's not uncommon to have dense breasts on mammogram. And I think it's more of just a, hey, you got to pay attention if something changes on your exam. Okay. Doing a breast MRI is helpful for some patients, but for a regular screening tool and someone who's average risk, it's not that great of a tool. Mammogram actually does a better job. So every single mammogram is different, and every patient attached to that mammogram is different. So if you get a notification that your breast density is higher on imaging, it's worth a conversation with your primary care doctor, your gynecologist, even the breast radiology team where you get your imaging, to say, is there something else I should be doing personally? Because a lot of these places, and Ford is one of them, you get a generalized risk assessment whenever you come in to get your mammogram. So it's kind of an extra piece of the puzzle, not really a standalone piece that I would tell anyone to worry too much about.
Great advice here this morning from Dr. Teresa Schwartz, surgeon at Henry Ford Cancer Institute. Thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome. You guys have a great day.
You as well.
We appreciate it. And you know what I did not do is give out the keyword at 8:19. So let's do it at 8:43.
Okay.
How about?
Very good.
All right. Here's your chance to win $1,000. You text this hour's national keyword, which is SHOP, to 95819. That's SHOP to 95819. We'll text you back to confirm your entry. Data and messaging rates may apply. You can't text and drive, but you can play 5 times each weekday for 5 chances to win. It's 5K a day on 760 WJR. Official rules and more information coming up on WJR.com. And good luck. We have a big game coming up on Saturday, Michigan State. Let's get into it at 8:49.